Hey, queens.
Queens in training and everything in between. Hold up your crowns, grab your shea butter, and settle in for some real talk. We all know Black women are the superheroes of this world, juggling careers, families, communities, and sometimes the weight of the entire universe on our shoulders. But here's the thing, sis. While we busy ourselves lifting everyone else, we often neglect the most important person, ourselves. Let's be honest. Self-care for Black women can feel like an oxymoron, right? Between the pressure to be strong, the struggle to navigate microaggressions, and the constant hustle for survival, carving out time and space for ourselves can feel like a luxury we just don't have. But here's the truth bomb. Self-care ain't a luxury. It's a necessity. It's the armor that shields us from burnout, the fuel that keeps us going, and the key to unlocking the joy, peace, and power that's already within us. But before we dive into bubble baths and meditation mantras, although those have their place, honey, let's first unpack the baggage that's been holding us back from self-care nirvana. We gotta get real about the societal pressures, internalized messages, and historical narratives that whisper in our ears, "Girl, you don't deserve rest. You ain't got time for that." Sister, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Racism and sexism. They're the silent partners in our lives, constantly feeding us messages about who we are supposed to be and what we are capable of. We're told to be strong Black women, the backbone of our families and communities, always putting others first. We're told to be strong, but not too strong. Successful, but not too successful. Beautiful, but not too beautiful. Because apparently, existing as a Black woman is a tightrope walk. These messages can trick us into believing that taking care of ourselves is selfish, indulgent, and even a betrayal of our responsibilities. They make us feel guilty for wanting that massage, hesitant to say no to extra work, and ashamed to prioritize our own needs. But here's the thing, sis. We can't pour from an empty cup. When we neglect ourselves, we become depleted, resentful, and less equipped to handle the challenges we face, both externally and internally. But societal pressures aren't the only culprit. Sometimes the biggest battle happens within ourselves. We carry the weight of generations, the echoes of past hurts, and the whispers of self-doubt. We compare ourselves to unrealistic standards, judge our imperfections harshly, and believe the lie that we aren't worthy of love, care, and attention. The internal struggle can manifest as unhealthy coping mechanisms like overworking, people-pleasing, or numbing our emotions with food or substances. It can also lead to neglecting our physical and mental health, ignoring warning signs of stress and burnout. But sis, listen up. You are deserving of love, care, and attention, no matter what the voices in your head say. You are worthy of healing, worthy of joy, and worthy of claiming your full power.